Ice spread a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme song, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I am your host, John, and with me today, you know, this is a weird one, but she's so excited to talk about it. It's Blanche Daly, everyone.
Woo! Hi, I'm Blanche.
And by weird, sorry to interrupt your intro for a second, but and by weird, I don't mean like the movie is weird. It's like everything else we've done up to this is like all over the place. But do your introduction.
Hi, I'm Blanche. I chose the movie for this episode.
Yay!
Yay!
And we're here today to talk about The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. It came out in 1998, straight to video DVD. Screenplay is by Flip Kobler and Cindy Marcus. It's directed by Daryl Rooney and Rob LaDuca. And according to IMDb, Simba's daughter is the key to a resolution of a bitter feud between Simba's pride and the outcast pride led by the mate of Scar. Okay, that's wrong entirely. Well, not entirely.
I would not call her Scar's mate.
Because they made a point to say that she was just a follower.
That he is not Coco's father.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, well, what about the other one? Other two? They don't say anything about them. But one would assume.
Know. Well, okay. Okay. Let's just jump right in. Do you think Scar is gay or no?
Do I what?
Do you think Scar was gay?
Oh, of course. Disney has a way of villainizing gays, and they've been doing it for decades. So.
Oh, yeah.
And they still do it. So.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot to be said about, like, the Hays Code and stuff like that. And that's a whole separate episode, whole separate conversation. But I will say I never saw him that way because in the musical, he's like creepy about Nala. In the Broadway show.
In the Broadway show, yes. But in the movie, no. I feel like he's a little more
what's the word?
Flamboyant.
Yeah, and I guess.
And Jeremy Irons doesn't help. His voice is fantastic for that character, but he definitely has like that je ne sais quoi of like, we are
that
putting
flamboyant.
Yeah. The femme of it all.
I don't know. I feel like all the properties just like mesh into one for me. Like he's also creepy about Sarabi and the 2019 remake.
I see that movie. I'm actively blacking out.
So we're not going to talk about Mufasa today because I have things to say about that.
I'm not looking forward to it. I can tell you that because it's like, why?
Complaints.
Okay. I've never seen this one before.
Really?
And I think I woke up and chose violence. So I'm sorry in advance. Because everything about this movie seems, as the kids call, mid. The music is...
Oh my God.
The music is so... Okay.
I don't have my headphones on. Idiot. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I grew up with The Lion King, the first one. I'm not a sequel, Disney sequel person. We never really watched a lot of those, the straight to DVD ones. So I never saw this. But like The Lion King has bangers, and all these songs are like okay.
I respectfully disagree.
Well, so like He Lives in You, I know that because I've seen the stage show. So I'm like, oh, cool. Right. We'll start with this. But it's like, it's slow, and I'm like, okay, but like as an intro, as like a welcome back to the world, it feels very quiet, feels very like low energy.
Yeah, I think that's a fair criticism. I'm gonna be so fair. I grew up with this movie too, so it was like it was Lion King and Lion King 2 for me. I was born in 2000, so they were both already out.
Well, Blanche, I think we as we as you know, I am older than you. So
right.
yeah.
What year were you born? Did you get to see Lion King in theaters?
I don't remember. I was born in 88. I'm pretty sure I did, but I don't remember if we did. I know I had the
Ooh.
VHS of it. So
Oh, of
like
course.
I grew up with that. The thing though with this movie is that they are following the beats of the first movie with that, like there's no ifs, you can't argue with me on that. Like they are, you know, the
Yeah.
Outland is the elephant graveyard and everything else. And down to the point that like they're the backbone of this one is a Shakespearean, another Shakespearean play.
Exactly. I think that is why it parallels so well to the first one, in my opinion. I think them both having like Shakespearean, what's the word?
Like a influence
Undertones.
undertone.
Yeah.
Well, this one wasn't so undertone as the first one. This one was like, no, we're doing Romeo and Juliet, and you're going to know
Okay.
that right away. However,
In
comma, it's not like they are so secretive about everything, like in Romeo and Juliet.
well, in Romeo and Juliet, it's been hot sex since I've read that. But are is one side like is Kovu is Romeo's family like actively trying to kill Juliet's?
No, they're just warring families.
Oh,
There
okay.
is a feud between them. So it is like this where there's a feud, but not so much as one side is trying to overthrow the other side.
Oh, got you, got you.
Where the people of the Outland must have forgotten that one time at, when Scar was in charge and there was no food.
Literally, I was like, were they there at the end of Lion King?
Well, so there was. I was reading the IMDb trivia, and they're like, so it doesn't make sense that there's a whole that Scar has his own pride because, like, he just took over, and there was nothing of like those that were banned. There's such a it's such a major plot hole that, like, those that were banished from Pride Rock. Like, why were they banished? There is no, and I don't know if one and a, if The Lion King 1.5 answers that question.
It does not. Lion King
Okay,
One and
great.
a Half is just the Lion King from Timon and Pumbaa's point of view.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I gotta say though, those two were trying so hard. They were like, Nathan Lane was carrying this movie with all of his Nathan Lane-isms.
I will say I think they're in an abusive relationship. I think Timon is very verbally abusive.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah. But they're also the old gay couple that everyone needs. Like
Oh yeah, they're like the married old gays that
Yeah,
raised Simba. Like they literally raised him.
they're the gunkles.
The
But yeah, I was watching this and I was just like, oh my God, there's so much that's happening, but not enough
yeah.
that's happening.
Well, if you think too much about it, it kind of falls apart, but that's part of the charm, in my opinion.
'Cause like okay, they meet when they're kids, and then
Yes.
so the beauty, and I'm sorry to keep comparing it to the first movie, but like this one is
No, I think
also
that's a
asking
fair.
it, this one is also like we copy pasted change names around and that's what we did. So the in the first one we had Hakuna Matata, which served as a passage of time, right? There's that moment where the three of them are on the log and we see Simba grow.
Iconic.
Yes. In this one, there's just a time jump that just magically happens. Well,
Sorry, Lena.
if I feel like with this one though, and I couldn't see any, I didn't really do that much research on it. So if anyone knows the answer to this, like feel free to reach out and let me know, even though nobody does. It feels like though that like this got like noted up the wazoo where like the executives were saying, hey, we got to make this a little faster. Edit, 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 you know.
Yeah, I think the
Let's cut, trim the
animation.
fat, but like the fat that they trim is a lot of like kind of important story or like some connective tissues between things.
Interesting. See, I grew up with it again. So, like, I feel like my brain just like filled in all those plot holes like within the past 24 years.
I mean, yes, there's a moment where what who's the villain? What's her name?
Zira.
Zira. There's a moment where,
Zira. Zira means hate in Swahili, by
yeah, I read that. There's a
the
moment where when Khufu infiltrates Simba's pride and we the audience know what the plan is by then, because we see him and he gives like that I'm kind of evil smirk, but then Zira has a whole like monologue to be like, yes, the plan is working. He saved her and he saved Kira and blah 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 blah. And we're all just like, we just saw that. Like I was sitting here like, I just witnessed all of that and I filled in the blanks. I didn't need you to tell me this. I need you to move on and say some other things or be like, at midnight, we attack.
No, it's because like Nuke is kind of like missing a few brain cells, so he's like, why is he not attacking? And she has to explain to him like he has to earn their trust first, you know.
Oh, Andy Dick.
I love
Oh,
him, by the way.
Andy Dick. This character is he's okay, so
He's something.
Nuka, Khufu, and Vitani are all siblings, right?
I believe they're all Zira's cubs. I don't know if they have the same father or if that's even like something that the canon tells you.
But they are supposed to, so they
Yeah, they're
are
all siblings.
siblings
Yes.
to some extent.
Yes.
Okay, because I was very confused at points where I was like, who the fuck is Nuka? Like, how do you fit in? Like, because you see him be jealous of Khufu, and you're like, why? And is that your brother? What's going on?
I took it like he's the firstborn, right? So like he feels like he's supposed to be king someday. But he's like, I mean, look at him. Like he's not like buff or big or
He's well, they're all a
strong.
little emaciated, it looks like, because they're
In
not.
Outlands, yes. But I
Yes.
mean, she's gonna focus all her energy on this like one little baby that's like gonna turn into that like big, strong, buff guy that can take down Simba. I think Nuka just wanted his mommy's approval. That's
Oh, yes, of course, because they're like, I was reading on the IMDb trivia that originally he was supposed to. When he dies, spoiler, but not really.
it. It's been out since 98. We're good.
Yeah, so it's not really a spoiler. When Nuka dies, he was supposed to say something along the lines of like, now I finally got your attention, Mom.
Oh.
And part of me was like,
So sad.
I wish they kept that in,
Yeah.
just because, like,
Do you know the
yes, it's
way
a
Zero
dark and more,
was?
huh?
Do you know the way Zero was originally supposed to die?
Zero, wasn't she supposed to commit suicide in a way?
Yes.
Like
And
she
there
was
is a
supposed to like
deleted
push her,
scene.
she was supposed to push herself off the rocks. That's what I was
She's
reading.
supposed to just, yeah, she's supposed to just like let go.
Yeah, where Kiara, I said Kira earlier. It's Kiara. Where Kiara
It's
is like
Kiara. Come on,
trying
Jai.
to, I'm also actively trying to black this out, I guess. And I just watched it. Kiara is trying to reach out to Zira and say, "Take, let me help you." And originally it
Yeah.
was supposed to be that Zira's like, no, and then let go and fall into the river. But
It is
yeah.
haunting. There is an animation, like they did animate it and record like dialogue for it. It's up on YouTube.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. There was just something about this that I wish that it was trying to be something different than following the same beats.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, because like I was 10 when this came out, so like I was the target audience for this at the time.
And
And
you didn't watch it when you were 10, though.
I didn't watch it when I was 10. No, but I feel like
You missed out.
or did I mean, did I dodge a bullet,
Well,
maybe?
no, maybe if you had watched it when you were little, you would feel differently about it because obviously. I do.
Oh, of course, I would have that nostalgia hit and everything
Yeah. Look,
that
I
I miss.
have Zira's my favorite character. I brought her out for the pod.
Zira. So
I've
the Outlanders, is that what they're called again?
Yes.
Those in the
Oh, I
Outland.
forgot. This isn't a visual podcast. I have a little
Yeah.
figurine of her.
Well, so I noticed that even when they were animating the Outlanders, they were all very like sharp and
Pointy.
angular.
Yeah.
Where in the trivia they were saying that Vitani like over time softens up and everything because it's a visual cue of you finding out that she's going to turn at the end.
I feel like Kovu does too.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Kovu definitely has a lot of smoother cert like lines
But
and everything.
he looks more cuddly.
And the fact that like Zira scratches him so he has a scar as well, it's like,
That
what are
was a
we doing?
little.
That's a
I'll
little.
give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Because, like, Scar's name, I think, is not Scar
It's
originally.
Taka. Originally, yes.
Taka. And then he gets a scar, and everyone calls him Scar.
Right.
Which I don't remember where that lore came about. Like, it's not in the movie, I can tell you that.
So. Have you seen The Lion Guard?
No.
So I've
No,
seen
but
every
that.
episode.
So, but I was reading though that like the Lion Guard is gives a little more, fills in some plot holes of this movie with Scar and Zira, but I don't know what that those are, because
All I remember is them making Zero like weirdly obsessed with like lions being the only ones who could rule peacefully. I don't know. They like made
It's
her like a racist. It was I don't really follow the Lion Guard canon as canon.
it's just a
It's
lot
there.
to
It's
for
there. I enjoyed it. I watched it. But it's not for me. It's not made for me. But it's cute. That's all I will say about the Lion Guard.
I will say though that as soon as adult Khufu started talking, I was like, I know this voice. I know this
Oh, do you know who
voice.
it is?
It's James Mar it's Jason Marsden, who
Yeah.
is Thackeray Binks in Hocus Pocus, as well as hold on, let me get to his page. As well as Max Goof in a Goofy Movie, which we've
But
done.
most importantly, did you recognize Kiara's voice?
Oh, it's Neve Campbell.
Of course.
Yeah. And young Vitani is Lacey Chabert, which at the time, Neve Campbell and Lacey Chabert were doing Party at Five. So it was like, hey,
They
girl,
all not together?
Huh?
But they were on that together?
Yeah, they were on that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I
They like
didn't know Lacey Chabert was in that.
in Party of Five? Oh yeah. That's how she got her start.
Oh my God.
Well,
It's so
that's, I mean, I don't
alert.
know if that's how she got her start, but that's like help I th that like helped her get Mean Girls and everything else and propelled her career.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, but that's cool. I didn't know that. It's like a little reunion for them.
It was like, all right, we're done shooting at Party at Five. Let's go to the studio and say the same lines 50 times. Kovu, no. Kovu, no. No, Kovu, no. God.
Little bit deeper than that.
Well, so to go back to the music,
Yes.
I feel like they tried to make a bendy, you pen, that song that
Upendy.
we're. Upendy
You can
comes
be.
out, it comes out of nowhere, and I feel like they were trying to make it the I Just Can't Wait to Be King's
Yeah, I
song.
got vibes, those vibes too. I agree.
And like My Lullaby was trying so hard to be prepared.
My Lullaby did it better, I will say. Yeah, I'll just say that right now. I watched that more when I was little. I liked Zira more than Scar as a kid, so I was like, this is a better movie.
So Zira is out for revenge for Scar, because Scar was, well, that's the weird thing though, because Scar had the hyenas, and there are zero hyenas in this movie, but all lionesses. Because I that's what I
Yeah,
that's what
that
that's
was one
what
of my flats. No hyenas.
well, so the thing about the pride is that I believe in nature, a pride is just one male lion with surrounded by women, a harem
Yes.
of lionesses. And
Okay, again with the real life thing though, we can't apply that to Lion King because if that's true, it means Mufasa is also Nala's father.
well, yeah, and that and like they that's why Kovu Scar is
That's why
not
Kovu.
Kovu's Scar is not Kovu's father because they didn't want them to be first cousins.
Right. I'm kind of glad they did that.
Yeah,
They're like,
it's
by the way, they're not related. They take every chance to remind you.
well, so what I was saying, like the prides in these movies, at least you see one male and a harem of women. But
And even sorry, I keep interrupting. Go ahead.
with Zira's pride, it's all women,
Go
right?
bosses. I mean,
Well,
there's Kovu and Nuka.
but like all the other ensemble members of her pride,
Yeah.
because by the animation style that we've decided on what a male lion versus what a female lion looks like. It's all women. And so like I guess when the battle happens, it's women on women. So yay.
They're all girl bosses.
They're all girl bosses fighting. And then all the
Yeah,
went and then everyone in Zira's side is just like, wait, why are we
don't
fighting?
know if it's just like me wanting to be optimistic, but something about that scratches my brain. Like they all make up at the end.
Yeah.
They all make friends and they all go home together. It's very cute.
Yeah, but you're also just like, why?
Unrealistic.
What?
Well,
Why does this happen? This doesn't have to happen like this.
Kiara's monologue was just that powerful.
The let's get together, let's get along, everyone monologue.
Yeah. Well, then she goes back to the song from the beginning, "We Are One," and quotes that back to Simba, and he's like, "Whoa."
Yeah, but like, so okay. We start off with He Lives in You, then we have We Are One, and then My Lullaby. And all of them are very mellow. And if you noticed at the beginning, I never mentioned who wrote what song or who the writers are, because every song is written by a different group, except for One of Us and Love Will Find the Way. Those are both written by Jack Feldman and Tom Snow.
And Joss Whedon wrote My Lullaby. I saw that in the notes. I was like,
Joss Whedon
shocked.
and Scott Warrender. Guess that's how you pronounce his last name. But like, and like, He Lives in You is from the stage version.
Yeah.
Until we get into Upendy, Upendy, I'm saying it wrong. Is it
Depending.
Upendy? Okay. Until we get to Upendy, like, it's all very laid back and mellow. And I was just like, come on, make a banger. Give me a banger. Give me like, a little.
You that my lullaby kind of goes pretty hard. Like, I'm not really sure how Kobe was sleeping through all that. Best song in the movie, hands down, for me anyway.
I guess I've been tainted with the circle of life, because at least the circle of life, it is mellow when you think about it, but just the beginning of
Yeah.
the nah, that's not the note, but you know what I mean, like that note that is ingrained in everyone. Doesn't matter what generation
Oh,
you are. You've seen The Lion King, you know what I'm talking about.
it's very loud.
But like,
And
it
maybe that's
just.
why I liked this movie more, because it was always very jarring for me. Like that opening note was so loud. I was undiagnosed something as a kid.
It's just a. I don't know. I don't know what it is about this.
It's like you can't live up to that. But
Yeah.
for me, it's very mellow. Like we went in and it connects to the first movie. Like we talk about Mufasa. Like that's who that he lives in you as.
Oh,
I don't know,
yeah.
it's
We
just like a
didn't.
fun movie to put on when you're tired, I guess.
I get. Well, so the thing is, though, is that we're following Kiara, the daughter, right? But there's also Simba and his trauma that we're still unpacking from the first movie.
Yeah, I like that they dive into his trauma. Like, what? How many kids' movies do you know that like they like. He has PTSD, like he's having nightmares and stuff.
But part of me wishes that that was the story. Like, we didn't have
No, I love
two.
Kiara.
I mean, I it's fascinating, but I'm like, if this it should be a continuation of Simba's story, not a we're introducing a new
It's like
character.
I love all the new characters though. I like that it's like a continuation of like the circle of life, for lack of a better word. Like in The Lion King, like we meet Mufasa and he's like the king for the first half of the movie, and then we see Simba take the throne, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
And I'm leaving this in.
Don't leave that in.
I'm
Don't put
so
this
in.
as one of your little quotes.
Boom. You thought zero was bad. You haven't met me. I troll myself half the time anyway on these posts, so who cares?
They're funny though. I always look forward to them.
So I had a moment where Simba, being a parent,
Are you a parent?
no, I'm not a parent. No, but I'm
Oh,
saying
I was like, what?
Simba's a parent. And I was like, is Simba supposed to be like a millennial parent where they're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing? Like my parents, you're like, my dad did a good job raising me. But like, what am I doing now? What the fuck? Ah!
He's just like a helicopter parent. Like he's like, oh my God, my daughter is like out in the world, and he doesn't know how to deal with that. I mean, I somewhat relate to that. I mean, I'm not a parent, obviously, but I have a dog and I'm not gonna have any human kids ever. So, I mean, like, I do feel that, like, my heart is on the outside of my body and he's with me most of the time. So, like, I could not imagine having like a human child that I like am raising have to be out there in the world like without me.
Yeah, but
Oh,
that,
that
I
sounds
mean,
terrifying. I relate. I mean, I don't relate, but I sympathize.
I guess this, I guess he can also represent like the generational trauma where like you grew up one way and you're like, okay, I want to make sure that I don't repeat some, I want to take the good that my parents had, but I don't want to repeat the negative. So we're trying something different, but like, I don't know, Mufasa was a pretty banger of a dad from what we've seen. I
I think
mean,
Simba's a good dad. I mean, I love
and
that scene. There's like a little clip in We Are One where they're just like chasing each other around. It's so cute.
at least he has Timon and Pumbaa to be like advisors in a way to like
Yeah.
help.
They're his parents.
But also, like, he's not on top of her. There are moments where like he sends them out to look after her just as backup, like Secret Service in a way. It, I mean, yeah, he is king, so like she needs some sort of royal guards or something,
Yeah, now
incognito.
thinking about it, like that's actually a pretty good call. Like she should be protected if she's like the princess and running around out there.
Yes,
That's a good
but
parenting choice. I'll say that.
because like when she goes on her first hunt, it's it, or
Well, not like when she's an adult, but like when she's like a little cub, like just
no, there,
wandering. Like she needs
no,
some
that,
guidance.
well, that, but then when she does her first hunt as a adult, quote unquote, and Timon and Pumbaa are following her, right? Yes. And she yells at them, and he's like, and they're like, your dad just wants us to make sure you're okay. Like, we're not stepping on your toes, really. We just, if something were to happen to you, we need to, like, your dad needs to know. Or, because they can help. Like, you saw when Simba was coming back from the Outlands, like, you saw Pumbaa carry him. So
They
they
fully
can,
carried him.
yeah. So they can carry them, but it's like at least then maybe like Timon can run because isn't he a meerkat? He's a meerkat, right?
He's helpful. He picked up his tail.
But I mean, like he's a meerkat, so he has speed
Yeah,
on
he's
his
a meerkat.
side,
Absolutely.
so he can run to some larger animal for help.
Right.
It all made sense. It was just like, stop being Romeo and Juliet for a hot second and listen and be like, oh, okay, so you wanna, because then the fire shows up, which is supposed to
I
be the
know.
stampede. Fire is pretty
I
cool
would
though.
argue that was scarier. I mean, the stampede is iconic and nothing will ever live up to it. The way they do it in the stage show is like phenomenal. Never seen
Amazing.
anything like it. But I would say fire is scarier to
Also, what I feel like all the properties do not like Nala in a way.
me. Again, one of my flats. Nala is totally sidelined in this.
Yeah, because okay, in this movie they have a similar moment in that they have in the first one where there's a callback from when they were kids. Like in the first one, Nala would pin Simba and was like, pin ya, because I'm better. Yeah, and like, she's the one who brings him back, and she's a little bit more important in the first movie. And then in this one, she's mom.
That's it. That's literally it. Like, why does mom have to be a sideline character all the time, though? Like, she could have been just as involved as Simba.
I did read, though, that they didn't want to include for Simba's mom, I forget her name, Zarabi?
Sarabi?
Sarabi.
Was she supposed to be in it?
No, they didn't want her in it because the voice actor passed away after the first movie came out. So out of respect, they didn't have her. However, they didn't get Jeremy Irons, they got Jim Cummings, who was the
Oh,
he's
in
the
the
one
nightmare
who's
sequence?
he partially sung, or he sung all of Be Prepared.
Well, didn't
So
Jim, or not Jim Cummings, didn't Jeremy Irons like mess up his voice and he had to take over or something?
something happened where they needed Jim Cummings to come in and take over, but it was like,
Yeah. So at least he's like a Lion King veteran.
well, because they got James Earl Jones to reprise, and obviously Matthew Broderick, who, okay, Matthew Broderick's voice sounds very young to me, if it's just the
It does.
voice.
Oh, you
So,
mean like as Dad Simba?
as Dad Simba, he still sounds like teenage Simba or young adult Simba, because I'm assuming
Interesting.
this doesn't take place like right after the first movie. Because in
I
the,
don't think so.
well, and that's the thing too.
So.
I was reading that this movie retconned the ending of the first movie because it was supposed to. Because Kiara was supposed to have an older brother, but they're like too many characters. And I was like, that
So
one
the Lion
extra.
Guard does explain that too, and that I'm like a little bit more on board with than the whole Outlander thing, but yeah.
What? How do they rec how do they explain it in that?
So she has an older brother named Kion. He's the main character in the Lion Guard. And he's just like away for the events of Lion King 2. Or the
Of this
yeah, pretty
movie.
much the whole movie. Pretty much the whole movie, yeah.
So wait. Wait.
Or at least the adult back end.
Hold on. I need to look this up. The Lion Guard.
It's a cute little show. It's like it's a Disney Junior, so like if you're expecting like
Okay.
award-winning like writing, it's
No,
not like that, but it's cute.
I just wanted to check. So they have The Lion King come out in 94. 98 is this movie, Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. And then in 2015 is The Lion Guard. So they were like, okay, almost 20 years of you all complaining about plot holes and everything. Here's a TV show that explains everything. It's like, oh God, it's like,
I don't think they did it so they could explain everything. I think it was definitely a cash grab. I mean, look at the main
yes, but
character.
then they're like, we're gonna explain everything, all these plot holes.
Which I
So
think is fun. Like I think it's like them throwing us a bone.
is the Lion Guard to the Lion King franchise what Clone Wars is to the Star Wars franchise?
Know. I'm not as familiar with Star Wars, so what is the relationship to Clone Wars?
So, I haven't watched Clone Wars, but during the pandemic, I decided to go through all the Skywalker saga movies, because I was unemployed, and so I had a lot of questions to be like, "What's this? What's that? What's going on?" And a lot of the answers were, "Watch the Clone Wars, because it'll explain."
Ooh.
But that came after, I think, like the prequel movies. So, and
Oh.
that's where all my questions were. And so now it feels like honestly, the Lion Guard, where it explains where the brother was, it gives you backstory for Zira and Scar. Like, why is it so much work? Also,
I don't know, and then was there what?
why is there a I'm seeing a picture of zebras, and there's one that's tan and white striped and not black and white. Very
Oh yeah,
interesting.
they can have different color.
Oh, I learned
They
something new today.
actually, yeah, they technically do. I think most of the quote unquote black zebras that you see do have dark brown stripes.
Interesting.
Just a little fun fact. What
Yeah.
was your question? Is the Lion Guard the Clone Wars to the movie? I would say no, because I feel like Clone Wars is a more high quality plot-wise show. I don't know. And then there's also like people like have their own like fanon interpretations, which I don't really touch. But like the baby at the end of Lion King 1 is like a whole character that like people invented, and like they ship him with Vitani. What is
What?
his name? Look up Simba's son, Fanon.
Oh my God. Well, Keon is the son, and youngest child of Simba and Nala, the younger brother
Kion
of
is the
Kopa and Kiara.
okay, so
Kion is the
Kopa is the
protagonist.
fan made one. Kion is the Lion
Kopa.
Guard.
So,
I think Kopa's like
Kopa.
totally fan made though.
Interesting. Kopa, the Lion King.
Never got into the Kopa side of things.
And he looks exactly like he's the picture that they have makes him look exactly like Simba when he was
Well, he's like a
younger.
little bit lighter than Simba, I think, and he doesn't have like the black ears, but yeah.
Where does he show up in?
He doesn't. He's like fan made. He shows up at the end of Lion King 1, but I mean, again, like the Lion Guard writers kind of go back on that, and they're like, that was Kion.
I mean, he has a whole Wikipedia page or wiki page,
Because people really like him.
but it looks like
But
he
and
shows up in like comics or something.
oh really?
The Lion
I mean,
King, Six New Adventures is where he shows up. It is a collection of spin-off books inspired by The Lion King.
interesting. Is
So
that also the one where
Cope.
Taka is named?
Probably.
My Lion King knowledge is like not as fresh as it once was.
Yeah, so the first book, get away, Ad. The first book is called The Lion King, A Tale of Two Brothers. Fuck you.
That's the one with the where they name
Copa is the
Scar.
yeah, is playing with friend Pimby and refers to his father, Simba, blah 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 blah.
Oh, so maybe he's
Rafiki.
not Fanon. Maybe he's from that book and people just like
He is. He's
Fanonized him.
yeah, and this is the one that says Scar's name is Taka, it looks like.
Oh, huh.
So
Interesting. Things to maybe look for on eBay.
Simba has three children, apparently.
Apparently.
And two of them are actually animated, and one of them is only in books. So, yeah, because a lot of things that I have are, I'm just like, was Zira in the first movie? I don't remember her being mentioned. I don't remember a lot of things now. Also,
Do you have questions about the Lion King 2 canon? I can probably answer them.
I don't know if I have any. What sort of knowledge do you have to drop about Lion King 2 canon?
Don't know. It depends on what kind of questions you have. If you have questions about like the canon.
It's interesting though, because at the end of this movie, when they all roar, I remember that meme of seeing the four of them just going, yes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, like, I remember when that was like a meme format. I saw like a Jurassic Park one.
Yeah, I saw this one where it was the four of them and you heard four different voices just going, yes, yes, yes.
Like
So
me and my
funny.
friends hanging out.
So we're to believe in this movie that Zira poisoned Kovu with thoughts and training to kill
Right.
Simba, but then because Kiara showed him humanity, he changed his mind.
He fell in
He fell in love and then changed and then woke up and was like, oh, well.
and he also learned the truth about Scar. Like, Simba takes him aside and is like, by the way, this is who Scar really was. And he's like, oh, I've never heard it told that way.
Yeah, it's this. The Outlander plot is just dumb, honestly. If it was a war, if it was like a new pride coming in to take over, I feel like that would have been
Yeah.
better. I think it because of the connotations that they are Scar's pride, which doesn't exist.
Well,
And
I don't know if they're like Scar's pride from when he was like ruling the Pride Lands, and like I don't know. See, they just never answer. Like, why would they still follow him if he was there, like you said?
I don't know, cause he fucked up. He
Yeah,
fucked up
like
hardcore when he took over.
majorly.
Oh my goodness. But is there anything else that you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
Is there? I don't think so. Oh, the reprises for Yupendi and He Lives in You. I do not have the soundtrack, so I have not listened to those.
There is no real soundtrack. That's why.
I remember renting it from the library, so I know there is. There's a CD in existence somewhere.
There's a CD that's called Walt Disney Records Presents the Return to Pride Rock, songs inspired by Disney's The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride.
Is
It
it with
was
like the movie poster on the cover?
no. It has a different
Okay, well,
poster
I
on the
don't know what I
cover.
listened to.
But it has 12 songs, and it looks like they got, wait, did they get celebrities to sing it, or is it the actual people?
So I know that the actors in both Lion King and Lion King 2 are not singing.
Yeah, it doesn't look like, it's weird because I'm seeing in the reprises, like Tina Turner sings He Lives in You, and
Oh
yeah, but
my God. I know that there was a
love
really fancy version of Love Will Find a Way that they play in the end credits.
that well, that's with Kenny Lattimore and Heather Headley, who
Oh.
well, Kenny Lattimore is an R&B singer, and Heather Headley
Oh.
it I believe she originated the role of Nala
Really? In
it,
the
on Broadway.
stage show?
Yeah.
So cool. Actually, let's talk about Mufasa real quick. I think first of all, Beyonce should not have been Nala in the 2019
No.
remake. No. I think they should have like hired somebody from Broadway because like oh my God, all of those people who work on that show are so talented.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad that they got He Lives in You in one of the movies, 'cause that is
Oh,
a f
definitely.
I but like
I like it
if
more than Circle of Life.
but I like it more in the story of Lion King.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's been a while since I've seen the show. So don't quote
Well,
me.
it's
Like,
like the scene where they're like looking at the stars. That's when he sings it, right?
yeah, that's why, because it's a little more, it's more emotionally driven than being
Yeah.
an open, like if they kept it in and it was playing during that moment when they look at the stars in this movie, I think that would have been a better choice. I just wish that they had a little more grandiose opening song.
I just okay, so at the end of the stage show, they do a lot He Lives in You reprise. And I feel like that's why it works for me as the opening, because it's like the ending of the Broadway show.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So
Yeah.
we're never going to agree on this, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think this is like one of my favorite movies of all time, and you were like, this is a Disney sequel I watched this morning.
Yes. It's got some great themes and great morals attached to it. Like, we can talk things out rather than fight. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. Learn the full, like this movie proves that there is no
There are
such
two
thing as
sides
truth.
to every story.
There's no such thing as truth, because you're always going to get something like
Yeah.
filtered. So
Yeah.
I like what they're saying. I just didn't like it. How about that?
That's fair. I think if you had watched it when you were
When I was the
less
target
low,
audience, yeah.
yeah, I think you would like it more.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
think the nostalgia definitely plays into like how much I enjoy it today.
It's, yeah.
And
It's
like
a, yeah.
I remember sitting in the basement like before going to school in the mornings and like watching My Lullaby like on repeat.
Okay. Let's get into Strap and Flat, shall we?
Let's.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I don't really have that many sharps. I'm not going to
I
lie.
do.
Great. But do you want to start with flats just so we can get them out of the way?
Sure. Yeah. We can end on a happy note.
Let's end on a high note. Yeah, somewhat. You'll end on a high note. I'll end on a on a
Like, yes, sober note.
which kind of goes with my first flat, and I said it before, the songs are mid.
Hot take, hot take.
If it wasn't trying so hard to follow the events of the first movie, like I said before, and it had it maybe I needed another upbeat song. I needed an like you can't just have a Upendi.
Yeah.
Upendi. We need something else. We need a little. I needed something a little more. 'Cause like if the
If
if.
they had put like a song like Upendi at the beginning, it would feel more like Lion King. Like I Just Can't Wait to Be King is right at the beginning. So you're like,
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
'Cause that song comes out of nowhere. I don't
And
really
it's so
understand
fun.
this. It's cute, but I don't understand why it's there as a song.
I Just Can't Wait to Be King or Upendi.
Upendi.
Interesting.
I get I Just Can't Wait to Be King because it's his what
Yeah.
I want song. I guess we're also missing an I want song.
I
Yeah. I also flatted the
want, oh my God, don't bully me. Maybe cut this out, but I didn't know I want songs were like a thing and not something they invented for Riverdale.
No, it, so the best example of an I Want song is in The Little Mermaid,
Oh,
part of your world.
I guess, like,
Where the character's literally saying, I want this. This is my goal for this show, this story. That's what I want. And so
that makes a lot of sense.
Belle in Beauty and the Beast is another example of an I want song because she wants to get out of that town. Out there from Hunchback.
Oh,
Disney is
I think,
great with the I want songs.
yeah, I think I've said this to you before, but a lot of like the old Disney movies and like animated stuff were my introduction. And I think from what you just said, like a lot of people's introduction to like loving musicals. And I think they do like such a good job of like
Yeah, and like
introducing you.
the Renaissance helped immensely
I'm
with,
sure.
yeah. Which this is technically a Renaissance movie, but like it's a Renaissance sequel, so like
I would call
it's in the Renaissance era, let's put it that
it.
way. So
Yeah.
my next flat is for the abrupt time jump, just because all of a sudden I was like, "You're an adult now?"
Well,
Okay.
they put that scene of Rafiki in between, like where he like draws the mane on him, and you're like, oh, they're old now.
It's just because that they did that again in the first movie where he put the mane around the symbol for Simba,
Yeah.
but in this one he's having a conversation with Mufasa, or like
Dead
what he
Mufasa.
perceives of Mufasa, and it's very abrupt. That's what I will say. And
Yeah, that's fair.
my last flat is that there are too many elements but not enough substance, because like it feels like a lot of their what they want to say can be done in like 10 minutes. So they add all these extra characters and everything, and a lot of there's a lot of filler, it feels like. I'm sorry. It
Interesting. What
yeah.
parts do you think were fillery?
All of Timon and Pumbaa, like there's so much importance on them. They are literally filler. You cannot argue with me on that. Rafiki is also the scene that we were just talking about with Rafiki feels a little filler.
Yeah. Okay, I'm about to get blacklisted from the LGBT community, but I don't like Timon and Pumbaa at all.
That's fair. I feel like though that they were like, oh, they were the fan favorites for the first movie. Let's give them a ton of importance in this one, but not really, because
But
they're
they
not.
had 1.5 for that, and they had a whole series.
Well, yes, but they're following along with the
Yes.
merchandise, and like, you know, they can create the video games and the plushies and the this and the that of Timon and Pumbaa because they are the fan favorites. So unfortunately, they gave them too much importance, but they are not the driving force of this movie.
No, I feel like Khovu was like everybody's favorite from like the people I talk to who have seen this movie.
But I mean, like the Timon and Pumbaa are like,
Yeah, they're like their brand, the Hakuna Matata, like.
yes, and the Nathan Lane, and I want to actually get his say his
Oh,
name
I
because
love Nathan Lane, but
Nathan Lane and Ernie Sabella, like they worked well together,
oh
like.
yeah, they have a lot of chemistry. Like they play off each other very well. They seem like an old married couple, like when they talk
Yes.
to each other.
Yes. So I understand why, but like they put too much emphasis on them and I'm like, we don't need them.
I know, they're
You well you
the
they do need them because they needed to fill the time out somehow.
babysitters. I would rather see like the Zira backstory than like how did she know Scar?
Right. Like I would rather a song montage to give us a backstory on the Outlanders.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And that could be
And
your upbeat song.
well, and then that's, and this movie is 1 hour and 21 minutes. You could have easily added 10 minutes to this, expand it a little bit more, add a little more oomph. 'Cause I think that's what's really missing out of this is that like you're not following Kiara becoming queen, which is ultimately
No.
what Simba is doing in The Lion King.
Right.
Simba and
You're
Mufasa,
following.
yeah, the original premise is like Simba is going to be king, so Mufasa is starting to train him to be king.
Well, do you see a little bit of that?
You do, but
I
that's
think
not
we are one.
that but like that's not the emphasis on this one. The emphasis on this one is the Romeo and Juliet story, and
Yeah,
it's
but that's
like
like that it plays into it. I feel like that's that like it makes it works. Like she wants to be queen so she can like unite the two prides, and she wants to do that because she falls in love with Khonsu. It's romance gone.
but I don't know her initial want is what I'm saying.
I think
Because
her initial want is that she doesn't know what she wants. Like, I mean, she even has that line in We Are One, where she's like, what am I doing? Like, there's so much I have to be.
okay. We're arguing. We're not
We
going to come
are.
to an agreement. What were you? So you said some of your flats. Can you remind us of your flats and if you have any other ones?
I don't like that there's no Sarabi, but now that I know the reason for it, I'm like, okay, that makes
You
sense.
understand. I
I
understand too that like
understand.
they didn't at least draw her in. Well, no,
Yeah,
I think that was that's also what they didn't want to do was to draw her in and be like, "Mom," you know.
but I mean, they could have at least like given a little explanation, like at least like a throwaway line, like
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. And then no hyenas. I love the hyenas. I don't think they're bad guys in the first movie.
They're just
They're
misunderstood.
hungry.
Yeah. And then you did you also flat Nala, like lack of Nala
Oh
in this?
yeah, lack of Nala. Nala's totally sidelined.
Do you have
So
any
those are my.
other? You don't have any other flats?
Don't think so.
Okay. So my sharps are basically for the voice actors. I love them. I love that they brought back majority of them. I'm not sure how I feel, like again, I'm not sure how I feel about Matthew Broderick because he doesn't have James Earl Jones has a commanding voice. You
Oh, I
can't,
see what you're saying.
yeah. Matthew Broderick, without seeing him, sounds like a teenager. And yeah, I don't know. I wish that like maybe he deepened his voice or something. He spoke lower or something to like,
Interesting.
yeah. Also,
I
it was.
like that it's like kind of not as deep though. It's like he's just a guy.
He's just a guy. Although it's weird that like I read that they he had a singing double and I'm like
Oh
Matthew
yeah, I think in the first Lion King too. Like he does not sing.
that's so weird though because
I
he's
know.
a
Maybe it was like a trademark thing. Like, wasn't Darren Criss not allowed to do anything besides Glee? Like, record anything besides Glee for a while?
oh I don't know
Well, I mean,
maybe
that's the rules of Ryan Murphy, so that's another story.
it's another story for another day. But like I wanted to specifically sharp Jason Marsden and Neve Campbell. I hope they got the sweet Disney money and ran away. Like
Honestly,
I
God
mean,
bless.
Jason Marsden, Disney owns him, it sounds
Oh,
like.
yeah.
But I hope Neve Campbell got the sweet Disney money and ran away.
I think she did.
What about you? What are your sharps?
My sharps are all the new characters. I think, I just want to say, I think it's definitely one of the best Disney sequels. I love, like, the level of detail. I love all the new characters. I like the Shakespearean, like, undertones, like I said earlier. I like the way it parallels the first movie and, in my opinion, outdoes the first movie, which I know is controversial.
It is your opinion. It's like
And yeah.
everyone has an
Another
opinion, so
sharp for Zira. I think that actress just kills it.
I was like a lot of things that I was reading was saying that it was supposed to be Kathleen Turner, but she had a dropout for whatever reason. And I was like,
Really?
I understand why you picked this other what's her name?
Suzanne something, right? Did you
Sue.
know, have you ever seen Will and Grace?
Yeah.
So she was Karen's mom in Will and Grace. And I was
That's
like,
how
oh
I
my
know
God, that's
her.
Zira.
Suzanne Pleshette is the
Yes.
voice of Zira. But
R.I.P.
like Kathleen Turner also has like a very smoky voice. So they were
Yeah.
going for a specific type, it felt like.
But she's like, she does it so well where she makes it sound like growly, like snarly,
Oh
like
yeah.
animalistic almost. Like it's awesome. She's great.
Any other sharps?
That was all my sharps.
Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist?
So I have a question about that. When you
Yeah.
say we add the songs to our life's playlist, do you mean like would
What
we
song are
listen
you
to any of
listening?
these?
What are you listening to outside of the movie?
Oh, all of them.
Like, I mean, you're on a road trip, you're going grocery shopping, and you're just putting on your playlist.
I'm putting on, well, see, they don't have them on iTunes or
Well,
Spotify or anything like that, but I will pull them up on YouTube. I do listen to them all the time. Like the whole thing.
it's not the
All of
how
them.
you're listening to them. It's like the if you're just like putting on music just to like putting on
Yeah.
some songs from this soundtrack just to listen to it. What are they? That's really it whenever I ask the question. Well,
I took that.
that's how I interpret it when I wrote it. So,
I
however anyone
interpreted
else.
that very literally because I do have a playlist that is like songs about me. And like some of them, like Anna and the Apocalypse, I have songs on that playlist from that movie. So I was like, I do listen to that album like constantly. But
Would
I
you,
mean, like,
on this life's playlist that you physically have, would you add any songs from Lion King 2 to it?
I would add My Lullaby and Love Will Find a Way. Those are my two faves.
Yeah, I didn't write any down. I didn't.
No? Not
No.
even He Lives in You? You can count the soundtrack to the Broadway show.
I
That's the
know.
same
You know
song.
what? I will write He Lives in You. I will say He Lives in You. That is
Okay, that's a win. That's a win.
it's a great song. And on that note, Blanche, we're done with the episode. We did it.
We did
We
it.
did Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Woo!
We did. Thank you so much for having me and letting me suggest
Oh
all my crazy shows.
yeah. What do you have to plug or promote?
So if you want to hear all of my thoughts on the CW's Riverdale, as of recording this, we're about to start our rewatch podcast this weekend, and by the time this episode is live, we will be two. So if you want to check that
Nice.
out, we're at the Aficionados, wherever you listen to podcasts. And as always, if you want to see what I'm watching, I'm at Serpent Lady on Serialized and Letterboxd.
And if you are like Blanche and you think this one is better than the first movie, please tell me why. You can email me at
Yeah.
buttersungpod. You can email me at buttersungpod@gmail.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, I keep forgetting, and TikTok at buttersungpod. Yeah. And if you're more like me, what do you propose could be done to help this movie? Because this is it has a good skeleton. It's just
Yeah,
that
and I
there are
think it
some
has a big following
things,
too.
but there are some things that could have been done to like push it over the edge, to make it better.
I think
Better.
so. Yeah, it's not perfect, but it is a favorite. I'll say that.
And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, well, we're starting a whole theme month for no reason other than I wanted to do some movies and I picked the guest to do them with. So, well, not movies, sorry, topics, because one of them is not a movie. So August is going to be John's picks, and we're
Ooh.
starting strong with Spice World.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so excited to
You
talk
guys are
about
in for a
Spice World.
treat.
Well, Blanche, thank you so
Like
much for
coupons.
coming back on. I know we have plans for you in the future, so I
Yes.
look forward
Me too. Thank you
to
so much.
those. And everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now. Special thanks to Aaron Choi for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.